Hello, this is Adam.
Hi Adam, this is Ross Kellett from the Orange County Sheriff's Department.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you.
I have a little bit of a sensitive and peculiar situation. Do you have some time that we could talk?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that the right guy to talk to you so we can talk about it and maybe help point you in the right direction, but I'll help you the best I can.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'll try to give you the most quick Reader's Digest version I can. I am attempting to make a criminal complaint against a judge at the Central Justice Center for exercising authority that is not granted by the Constitution and fining me $1 million. So I went down to the, first I called and spoke with the watch commander, who was Lieutenant Alday. And he said, well, I can't guarantee you that we will or won't take a report, but at the very minimum, we may take an information report. He said, but what you need to do is go down to the Central Justice Center and speak to the supervisor there, whoever that is, and tell them the situation and see what they'll do. So on August 7th, I believe, I did that. And the supervisor said that it's not a crime for a judge to not exercise authority that's granted by the Constitution and take my money or property. And he couldn't explain to me why that was not a crime, because in my understanding, the one thing that differentiates a public official from performing their duties from it being criminal is whether the law authorizes them to perform that duty or not. And if the law clearly says that they can't do it and they do it, that's a problem. So we're not talking about, you know, a $500 fine that I don't think is fair. I have so much support to back up what I'm sharing lawfully, but I cannot get any help from the legislative department or the judicial department. And so I've gone now to the executive department, which is your office. And I've said, hey, these other two branches of government are not acting within their constitutional authority. And I believe that while the sheriff's department or any police department, for that matter, does not have a duty to protect private citizens from one another, I do believe that you do have a duty to do something when rights are being violated by other branches of government and they don't have authority to do so. So I made a Public Records Act request on August 7th to the Sheriff's Department to try to find out what the authorities are, or what the requirements were for the Sheriff's Department to take a report. And the response I got was that there isn't any documents that require the sheriffs to take a report, period. And after I looked at those policies, it appears that there isn't any such policy that says you have to take a report when a crime has been committed or anything. So I'll stop there and see if maybe I'm in the wrong spot and you can point me in the direction I should be in or what.
Yeah, so I want to help you with it. So here's, if what you're doing is, if the way we can help, right? So I'm not going to be able to sit here on the phone with you and determine whether there's been a crime committed or not, right? And so, and that there might not be, because it's kind of a complex situation, right? That there might not be anybody that can do it in a minute and decide whether they're gonna take a report or not. But we can, if we choose to, take a report, right? And then just pour that report to the district attorneys and let them determine whether they have a crime to file or not. Are you backing me?
I hear you, and, I did speak with an investigator at the district attorney's office, and he said that it would have to start with you guys. So I do hear what you're saying.
No, and that's my point.
Right.
That's right. So you know, we may not identify a crime, right? We may not actually write a report for a crime, but I could probably help with writing. You know, you could sit down with somebody, I could arrange that, where you give them the information, they take an information report, right? And we take that over to the DA's office, and they determine whether they have a crime in that information, whether they can file on or not. Is that me?
Yeah, I totally do. And just so you know, I am a retired cop from Orange County, not from the Sheriff's Department. So I'm sure you sense that I know a little bit about what I'm talking about already. So that I would be amenable to that. And the reason I share this is, you know, I don't want to make a scene about this, really, but somebody at some point has to do something to help. And my contention has been all along that I'm just asking for someone to help protect me and my property. I don't think it's unreasonable to ask. I mean, we're talking about my entire life estate and being forced into bankruptcy for, I'll just give you an example. Like if you catch someone driving without a license on the street, it's like a $250 fine. Well, I got fined almost $1 million for allegedly not having a construction license. So anyone that you, if you even remotely like say, what the heck is going on? Something's wrong. And I cannot believe that I've had to go through these lengths just to get someone to say, yeah, something's really off here. Last week I called the Senator Morlock, who's our senator in Orange County here. And I spoke to his chief of staff and he said, look, he goes, we're a Republican senator in a Democratic state and in a Democratic legislature. You can forget about anything being done, and we pass unconstitutional legislation every day. So he said, I'm not trying to put you out, but I'm just trying to tell you the truth. And that doesn't work for me. Not when I'm going to lose my home.
And what city are you in?
I live in Costa Mesa. Yeah, but I'm happy to go any to the department or.
The problem with it is you're going to file, well, I guess it's in the court. That's really, I'm not sure, and I'm going to have to look into this myself, is that we're taking a report from somebody who lives in Costa Mesa.
Well, the crime occurred at the actual courthouse. That's why I went there.
So is judge work for the state or for the county?
I believe that all the judges there. No, it's a state. You're correct in asking all that, but yeah, it's the state superior court. And even though it's the county of Orange, but it's the state superior court judge. He gets paid by the state.
Yeah, and so that's where I'd have to see.
But there is in my investigation, there is no state law enforcement agency. They all defer to the city or county where the crime occurred. There is an administrative agency called the the Commission on Judicial Performance. But as far as I can tell, they only investigate administrative complaints. So let's say something like the judge fell asleep on the bench or something like that. There's no like criminal law enforcement authority there.
Here's what I'm going to do, right? And so, because I'm not going to figure this out, I'm going to have a lieutenant of my North operations call you and arrange a meeting for you to come with him and a patrol deputy.
Okay.
Sit down, and then and I'm going to let him, because I need to trust him, because he gathers all of the information, whether he's going to submit a report or not, and it might be just an information report, and I'll have that dialogue with him.
Okay.
I got your information. I'll have him call you if he should be downstairs right now. I'll walk down there and have him call you, and maybe you can come to headquarters and set up a meeting with him, and we could just move forward with this and see how we can help you out.
That would be fine. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your kindness and receptivity, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not looking to make a stink or cause any waves. I just don't want to have my property taken unlawfully. That's it.
Well, Adam, I'm not making any promises either, right?
So I get it. I get it.
We need to gather all the information, and he's the lieutenant of all north of operations, so he's
yeah.
A pretty good grasp on whether there's something we can help out with or not.
Okay. No, I understand about no promises and all that. We're just one step at a time. Let's take it with that. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.